Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch in hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, we give it all for free. So enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. We roll right back into your phone calls. Ladies first, we talk to Joyce in Wisconsin. Joyce, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joyce.
Hi, this is Joyce.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, my husband wrote a book called Survive Martial Law. And the reason he wrote it was because, and I'm really nervous.
That's all right. It's radio. It's just, you're just talking to myself and my co-host Mark here. There's no one else listening.
Oh, yeah, right. And so so he wrote this book, and the reason he wrote it was because he did some research, and he found out nobody is talking about the inevitable, which is what they're going to do when the government implements martial law.
Yeah, it really almost does seem like a matter of when, not if, because, I mean, they've got all the groundwork laid. They have pretty much gotten rid of posse comitatus, which is an 1800s-era law that prohibits the federal government from using the military for policing actions. That's been pretty much eradicated. I don't know if it was the Military Commissions Act or the Defense Authorization Act. It was some piece of legislation that just gutted that. So pretty much, yeah, they can now use the military for policing purposes in America, and they're just probably just waiting for an excuse to do so.
The Patriot Act was passed within days after 9/11. They couldn't have written all those pages.
Oh, it was already ready.
Yeah, it was ready to go.
So it's a great point. What are some of the key points that your husband touches on in the book?
The point is that they're going to do it, and he gives lots of proof that they're going to do it, and that his background is that he taught it down in Central America in two different countries. And he tells how to act around troops, what to do when they come to the door, what you should have, what you shouldn't have, where you should store your food, why you should have food.
Interesting. Now, normally we don't let people just call in and plug things, but I'll let you give another plug for the book.
I'm not trying to plug it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'll let you get another one in. What's the name of it again?
It's called Survive Martial Law.
Survive Martial Law. All right. And what's your husband's name?
SurviveMartialLaw.com.
You got your own website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harold Williams.
Very cool. Thanks for the clue tonight, Joyce. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, it never hurts to be prepared. If it never happens, great. I hope it never does. But if it does, wouldn't hurt to have an AK-47 on hand. Some, you know, gold Krugerrands, maybe some silver.
Liberty bury them out in the backyard.
Canned food, gotta have a little. Canned food's not a bad idea anyway, right? It's not a bad idea to have a rifle in the house. All these things are generally good ideas. You don't have to go overboard necessarily.
It's against the law for me to own a firearm. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, at that time, everything is going to be against the law, Mark. So I don't think it'll matter. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris, listening on 94.3 WSC. Hey, Chris. Chris in South Carolina, going once. Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, basically, I had a response to a comment you made before, maybe the previous break, and it was basically that the United States is headed for a police state, and saying that that we have more people in the prison system than China, and their population is greater. I mean, think mm-hmm. about it, though. China, they kill their prisoners. We're pretty kind to ours. A guy makes one mistake in business, and he's executed in China. They don't keep
do you,
a lot
Do you have
lives.
An example of that? I mean, I people say all
yeah,
kinds
like
of things.
Like several guys who were responsible for the lead being in certain toys.
Those
and
guys committed
the
suicide. Those guys are, according to the news, those guys committed suicide. You may very well speculate that the Chinese government went and killed those people that were involved in the Mattel lead paint.
According to the Fox News site, they got the death penalty. They received the death penalty for that.
Look, I read the news all the time.
I've heard that they got the death penalty, too. So I'll back Chris up on this one. But I would like to point out, though, Chris, that we are also aware that China has work prisons where they will put people in prison and then have them work in factories as what are essentially slaves. So why would they want to kill their slaves?
Well, they're definitely using a workforce that, you know, to counteract our own, and, you know, of course, I mean, those things are, you know, reprehensible to force people to work for, but I definitely don't feel that this country is headed for a police state. If anything, it's things are too out of control, and we need to take a step back. For example, I lived in a horrible neighborhood when I first moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I was more terrorized by the drug dealers and drug users in that neighborhood, and I would really have liked for there to be a checkpoint of some police. The police never could come into that area unless they were enforced. It was so bad.
You do understand that that you know, cracking down on drugs doesn't actually accomplish your desired ends, and the real solution, as we discussed last week on the Saturday show, is to re-legalize drugs. That way it can go back into the legitimate marketplace.
Are you talking about re-legalize? What drugs?
All drugs, sir.
Okay, here's my
crack cocaine was created by the war on drugs, just so we're clear.
Here's my issue with that.
All right, what is it?
People don't have a great deal of self-control. If you tell someone something's okay, the people go into it five times harder than not.
I think you're misunderstanding.
Wait, before you go on, you realize that there's no law that prevents you from drinking bleach, right? So are we telling people that it's okay to drink bleach?
Well, the thing, the effect of drinking, if you're comparing the effect of drinking bleach to using crack, you might be more right than you think, because both of them are going to kill you. But let's talk about alcohol.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Alcohol is horrible for your body and brain, and I personally don't like to know that I'm out in public with people that are, you know, becoming more and more mentally unstable using it's a depressant, using a drug like that. I'm not in favor of that.
So are you a prohibitionist then? Do you want to bring alcohol prohibition back?
I absolutely would love if people would just basically take a step away from drugs, take a step away from alcohol, and start dealing with reality on its terms instead of altering the reality chemically in their own head.
But controlling people's behavior is very difficult, and you can't really do it without guns and prisons. Do you understand that? I mean, you can't wish that somebody's going to
persuade. You can try to persuade.
You can put commercials on the air or something like that. But you know,
that I would advocate. I'm not in favor of control. I want people to be educated and know that drugs are not good for your brain.
So we'll put anti-heroin commercials on the radio, and then you'll agree with legalizing.
Then we can re-legalize it, right?
Not exactly, because I have one other point to make about that. With regards to the way that people get into things, people become addicted, and not just physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have to agree that, let's say, even if it isn't a physical addiction, some people think, you know, I can't talk to a girl unless I've had a couple of drinks. If it's not physical, it's mental. Well, a lot of the crime basically has a lot to do with the fact that people need money for drugs.
Absolutely.
And right now, drugs are, I suppose, not all that expensive because,
No, actually, drugs are probably about 3,000 to 5,000 times more expensive than they really necessarily need to be, and the reason for that is because they're illegal, and therefore each middleman that has, that puts their hands on the drugs has to make it worth their while because they're risking arrest and risking decades in prison for doing that business, and so therefore they have to increment the amount up that they charge by a significant amount, and so each middleman is, you know, keeps increasing the price until it finally gets to the end user where it's actually relatively expensive. I mean, for instance, it doesn't cost a lot of money to go and buy, a 12-ounce bag of unrolled tobacco, but try buying 12 ounces of marijuana and see what you're going to pay. I mean, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars versus
And tobacco is harder to grow than marijuana.
Right. So drug prices are drastically inflated by the black market. That's why people have to do violence in order to get the money for them. If they were re-legalized, they'd be available in the legitimate marketplace where real competition can happen, and they'd be much cheaper than they are today, and therefore no one would have to rob anybody or beat anybody up.
See, I don't agree with that. I do still think that teenagers steal from their parents. Teenagers would steal from people to get the money, even if it was $5. I know that they would because an addiction takes that kind of role in your life. It becomes more
important. Well, that seems to be more of a problem. I'll give you that. Teenagers, certainly, there are them out there that steal to get cigarettes. But, pilfering a couple of bucks out of mom's purse is something completely different than sneaking into someone's house at night, slitting their throat to take whatever valuables you can find.
Let's bring Chris back. Chris, I want to bring you back for more of this. It's a good discussion. Hang on. We will hold you through here. 800-259-9231. It's important to talk about these issues because so many people, they just don't understand this war on drugs and how it affects their lives and the truth about drug abuse in America and the war that is totally ineffective. It's really just a war on our friends and family members. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. it has to be meaningful. Because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the kissing cowboy bear, the let's get naked bear, the horny devil bear, and even the Latin lover bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day, guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You want to find out the latest about Free Talk Live, when it happens, get on the updates list. It's free, of course. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. We continue. Chris hung on very patiently back on WSC in South Carolina. Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Basically, where we left off was we were talking about, you know, drugs, I guess, basically becoming legalized.
Yes, re-legalized, because they were legal in the past and everything was fine. Then we made them, the government made them illegal.
Right,
and all
when,
this
when the temperance movement swept the nation and, you know, alcohol prohibition came around, basically drug prohibition came around at the same time. It's just that we re-legalized alcohol. We have not yet re-legalized the rest of the mind-altering substances.
Go ahead with your point, though.
Well, my point is basically I believe that people just really aren't mentally equipped to use drugs. First of all, there's so many chemical reactions going on in your mind at any given time. To add some on your own, you're not a physician, not a great idea. And
now before you go on, I mean, clearly we're giving you plenty of time to talk here. I'm just curious. I mean, on your first point that people aren't mentally equipped, while it may be true that there are some people that can't handle drugs, it's certainly not true that all people are that way. I myself would be one example, as a matter of fact. Have you ever tried drugs?
You know, I have never taken an illegal drug, and I don't drink.
God bless you.
Have you ever, you've never drank?
I have drinking, and I actually don't like the feeling that it gives me. Like, I think really quickly, you know, kind of on the fly. I feel my mind slowing down, and I don't enjoy that feeling.
I have to say myself, I don't prefer the drunken feeling either. I'm with you on that one. But I have smoked more marijuana than I could possibly count in so many instances, and it is not at all in any way, shape, or form negatively affected my life at all, and nor has it affected negatively any of the people that I know that smoke marijuana. Believe it or not, the image that you get from perhaps maybe Hollywood and especially the anti-drug commercials is that everybody that smokes marijuana is just a dumb stoner and they're really stupid.
They're not motivated.
Yeah, they're not motivated. They don't do anything. They're a bunch of losers. And I'm sorry, it's just not true, sir. I've known doctors. I've known lawyers. I've known business executives.
You're one of the most motivated people I know.
Yeah, I mean, I own this show. This is my program. I've been the impetus behind this program for years. And I've been smoking marijuana for over a decade. Not only that, I've done, you know, mushrooms. I've probably done MDMA. You might know it as ecstasy. Probably at least 10 times in my life. I'm sorry to tell you this, but you've been lied to about drugs. The government has lied to you.
I guess my mother was too. She was a substance abuse counselor, and I've seen a lot of human tragedy. People that are addicted to drugs, and their lives are disintegrated.
Absolutely.
Now, before you go on, my wife is a drug treatment counselor, and it's, you know, part of our marriage agreement that I will remain monogamous and that I won't use any illegal drugs. And, you know, I smoked marijuana now and then before we got married. It's not that big of a deal one way or the other to me. But, it's the alcohol. You understand that alcohol is far more dangerous than any other drug out there, and that's the one that's legal. I mean, if you want to see destroyed lives, go to an AA meeting.
Well,
it's the destruction. It's actually the illegality is most of this destruction behind a lot of the drugs out there. That's what destroys people's lives. That's what breaks up families.
That I can't agree with. When people get the go ahead, like it's okay. Look how hard people are into alcohol. They've got the go ahead.
Well,
it's a huge problem.
Alcohol was far more widespread before drugs were made illegal. Drugs and alcohol were made illegal than any other of the mind-altering substances out there. I don't think you can make a case that re-legalizing the rest of these drugs is going to make them as pervasive as alcohol.
In fact, you can't make the case. In fact, statistics...
Alcohol is far more social than any other substance out there, and you've got a lot of lonely people in the world.
Well, now, hold on a second, Mark, because you can't, not only can you not make the case that re-legalizing drugs would drastically increase their usage, also the statistics bear out against that. If you look at the numbers, you'll find that prior to drugs being made illegal, it was about 1% of the population that was using hard drugs. And you find that about 1% of the population today, even though drugs are illegal, uses hard drugs. While it is true that there might be a slight spike, hang on, Chris. While it is true there might be a slight spike in usage once drugs are re-legalized, evidence also shows that once drugs have been re-legalized and a little bit of time goes by, usage actually drops. In the Netherlands, for instance, where marijuana is far more tolerated and semi-legal compared to what it is here in America, teenagers in the Netherlands use marijuana drastically less than teenagers in the surrounding countries in Europe. And that's because that it no longer has the forbidden fruit aspect. You know, the fact is, it's sexy. It's cool to break the rules. It's, you know, it's something that kids want to do because they're not supposed to. But if it's all right, if it's legal, then it's not as sexy. It's not as attractive. So I'm sorry. You know, the statistics and reality just don't back up what you're saying, Chris.
Well, can't exactly say how can we say what statistics are until it's done. I mean, evidence? Well, there is no evidence in the United States. It's speculative. And
no, the evidence is 1%. No, the 1% number that I'm citing is for the United States. And besides, that's just aside from everything else. The real issue is personal freedom, Chris. The real issue is that you aren't making people's lives better. These addicts and the personal tragedy stories you're talking about, I've seen them too. I know exactly what you're talking about. The fact is, putting those people in jail cells doesn't make their life better, and forcing them into treatment that they may not be ready to accept also doesn't make their lives better.
That's just jail.
Well,
because they're gonna buck the treatment, and then what do you do with somebody that tries to escape from a treatment center?
Either way, it's a personal freedom issue. Let's let people decide for themselves how to run their lives. People inevitably are going to make mistakes, but that's okay. Let them have the freedom to learn from those mistakes.
We're not talking exactly about, like, making a mistake like riding your bike without the training wheels and crashing into a bush. We're talking about, like, when is it okay to interact with someone that is high, out of their mind on heroin or crack or cocaine? I don't need that. It's not safe for me. It goes against it infringes on my liberty if I'm driving around with a bunch of people that are not in their right mind.
Now, we're not talking about operating motor vehicles while high. You understand that, right? Like, that's against the law to operate a motor vehicle while drunk, but it's not against the law to drink alcohol. It would be against the law to operate a motor vehicle while high, but not against the law to use the drug.
The fact is, most heroin users, they want to lay down after they've done their heroin. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Call us again sometime. It's been a great conversation, but there have been other people waiting. 800-259-9231. It's just an issue of freedom. That's really all it's about. And the fact is, the drug war has been an abject failure. You can look at it from that aspect, too. You can look at it from the conservative aspect of it's cost way too damn much money.
It costs us all kinds of money.
Billions.
It hurts the people like me that don't do them.
Right. It hurts everybody. The war on drugs is a war on our friends and our family members. It is a sickness. It's a plague on this country, and it needs to end. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt Wealth Management Program, 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, a live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And they include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version both there waiting for you for free, freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? You can check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials about this cleanse, and you can find out how to order. It's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Let's talk to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Alex. Hello, Alex.
Alex, hey, guys, going? How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Cool, you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, I wanted to talk about the drug war thing really quick. First of all, I actually got my mother, 65, to oppose the drug war, really, on one of the grounds of the fact that my mother hates communists. And one of the ways that communists down in South America get their funding is through the sale of illegal drugs. And
yeah, that's true. A lot of drug profits are going to some very unsavory characters.
Right. And if you just tell someone, at least it works for my mom, that, you know, there are a lot of bad people, a lot of bad organizations out there getting their money from illegal drugs. And if you transfer that from, you know, the communists to the pockets of a corporation or a private entity, it automatically becomes a more positive thing for, you know, maybe the global society or whatever.
Absolutely, because, you know, people that are making heroin today, I mean, the government is right about one thing when it comes to the war on drugs, and that is that a lot of the drug money, a lot of the illicit drug money is going to terrorist organizations. And the answer is to not crack down on drugs. The answer is to re-legalize them. That way the money goes to American businessmen and American businesswomen.
Well, at one time, the money for alcohol during Prohibition was going to gangsters and ruffians.
Now it goes to Budweiser.
Now it goes to businessmen and supplies jobs for people.
Yep.
Exactly. And another thing, I think the most important point I always make in almost every libertarian argument is, and I think with Chris, the last caller, is I'd like to tell Chris, is who does he think owns my life except myself? And one of the most important things of owning someone's life is the ownership of their mind. And if you can control what goes on in your mind, then you might as well not control your own life. And I think it's very important to state in libertarian circles or in libertarian arguments that what's most important is self-ownership and who owns you. Do you believe that you own yourself, or do you believe that someone else owns you? And I believe I own myself and therefore have control over my mind. And the only time that, harm should be used against me is if I have initiated or threatened to initiate that against another individual. And that's very important,
Right, and he was touching on the end of his call, and Alex, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Chris was pointing out at the very end of his call that, if you get behind the wheel and you're high on crack, then that endangers his liberty. And he's right about that. If you are a dangerous driver, I don't care what the reason is, if you're putting others in danger, then you should be removed from the road. But I don't care if the reason is that you're high on crack, if you're three sheets to the wind drunk, or if you're driving while tired, or if you're, arguing with your, the kids in the back seat. Any one of those can cause a very dangerous situation on the road, and I think dangerous driving should be what the issue is, not necessarily the substances that the driver has ingested. Because it to me, someone driving while tired is as dangerous as a drunken driver. I mean, that is incredibly dangerous, but there's no driving while tired charge, while there is a driving while under the influence charge. That seems to be a problem to me.
Especially the sort of way that we arbitrarily decide what under the influence is. Now, I absolutely think that careless and reckless driving are those are good charges. If somebody's in fact driving careless or driving recklessly, they should be removed from the road. But
seems to me it's the cops that are normally doing that.
0.08 alcohol level. This is what constitutes drunk. I've driven home by Braille. I can admit, I'll certainly admit it, but there's other times I've probably been at 0.09 that I'm certainly not of the opinion that I was a danger on the road, especially in Florida, especially in Venice, Florida, where everyone's great grandparents live and they drive. Driving while 90. They drive these Lincolns that they should have bumper car tubes around. I mean, the way that they turn left from the right lane and right from the left lane.
I tell you, I don't miss that much about living up here in New Hampshire.
No.
You can bring up anything. We continue with your phone calls. It is Samuel in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Samuel.
Hey, you guys. I had originally called in. I wanted to talk about illegal immigration, but you guys have been talking about the whole issue of the government being a police state, potentially.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hanging out with my friends here, and I was actually... We were thinking about this issue. One time we were hanging out here, and the cops had actually gotten into my apartment complex.
Whoa.
And they were going door to door, knocking on doors with people who were having loud parties, telling them to be quiet. And we were just wondering, like, for example, even if we have the door locked, if they knock on the door, do we have to answer?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com recommends, and he's a former law enforcement officer, former NARC officer, he recommends not even answering the door in any cases when it comes to the cops coming up and knocking on your door, because all they're going to do is hunt around for something to arrest you on or something to write you a ticket for. That's what they do. They're not there to help you.
I think if you've got loud music going and there's clearly people dancing through the windows and that kind of thing, you might...
Turn the music down.
You might cause yourself more problems simply by ignoring them. And
there's no problem that could be caused there. They'd have to go and get a warrant or something in that case if they wanted to continue to harass you. If they're just knocking on your door and you know it's a cop, if you're cranking music, we'll turn it down. That way the cop will go away eventually. Because he's not going to be able to get a warrant if there's nothing happening.
I hear what you're saying. Perhaps a sort of mid-level step to keep them from going ballistic on you is to...
They're not going to bust in your door.
Outside the door and talk to them there.
That's better. If you feel the need to open the door to the police, you absolutely should step outside. Do not ever invite the police into your home, because that's when they start sniffing around even more than they would otherwise. But the fact is, if you ignore the cops when they're at your front door, if they don't have any warrant in their hands, there's no way they're going to be kicking your door in. You've got nothing to be afraid of in that case. Now, that's not legal advice. It's just what I've heard from Barry Cooper at NeverGetBusted.com, and I trust Barry. He's a good guy.
All right. Well, so what we're curious about is that whole issue. If they're banging on the door and saying, you know, we're going to knock this door down unless Mark takes off his shirt. He's never going to take off his shirt. What are we going to do?
You know what? Mark, one of these days, I think, will. In fact, you did it once in the studio, didn't you?
I just happened to take
off. For the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were watching the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com, you might see it happen again. But great call, dude. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231.
I am a beautiful man.
We continue. It's Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill. Bill? Hello?
Yes, guys. How you doing?
What's good on your mind?
Well, it's funny that you bring up Barry Cooper and what you should do when the cops come, because I have a funny story about cops taking in a bunch of kids to jail.
All right.
Friday, which was yesterday, was supposed to be a scheduled snow day for Oklahoma City government schools. Unfortunately, because of the past freeze storms that we had here, the school district decided that that's no longer a snow day, that all children have to apply to report to their government master teachers.
Or else,
right. There were 32 students who defiantly decided they were going to have a silent protest and have a barbecue instead.
Sounds like a good time. I'd rather be at the barbecue.
Well, yeah, and they accomplished that goal. They all went to a friend's house and were in the backyard having a good time, not disturbing anybody, having a barbecue, just hanging out, and lo and behold, here come the cops coming in without a warrant, marching their way to the backyard, rounding up all these 32 students and putting them in a school bus. Not to send them to school, but to send them to jail.
Wow. Who snitched him out?
The story gets even funnier.
I want to know the rest. Hang on, 800-259-9231, because I'm guessing they either advertised their little party and it got around to one of the school snitches, or one of the neighbors did. Maybe we'll find out the full story here in moments from Bill in Oklahoma. 800-259-9231, also on the line, Sean in New Jersey. Your calls as well. Ladies, if you dial in, you come first. This is Free Talk Live. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long. And give her the gift of relaxation. A pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day. And this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. This is a live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. In fact, if you like the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. As have done over 400 of our listeners, it's easy to do. Any major credit card, PayPal, money order. The idea is you send us $3 a month, we take it in, turn it around, reinvest it into the show, get more radio stations on board, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds good to you, get signed up. And you'll get perks, too, like the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All the details are there. I should also mention the AMP-only Shrine, our newest Shriner, which the Shrine of Female Listeners is open to everybody, which is where we show off our lady listeners that have taken the time to send us their photos. Well, our newest Shriner has included a couple of special photos that are only being released to the amplifiers on the AMP-only Shrine. So that's another perk, all right? You'll get that. You'll only get it if you're an amplifier. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, everything on our website is totally free. So if you can't afford it, it's no big deal. You can enjoy our site for free. But if you can, we would really appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Also, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go back to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're telling us that there apparently was planned, at one point at least, a snow day there in... where are you in Oklahoma, anyway?
I'm close to Oklahoma City.
Okay, so in Oklahoma City, there was a snow day planned. It had been announced, and then, I guess at the last minute, the government changed its mind and decided, no, not going to have a snow day after all. All youngsters must report to school. And turns out there was about 30 high school kids that had already made plans to have a barbecue on that particular day. So they decided, screw government school. It's a waste of time anyway. We're going to have our barbecue. So they did. And you said it wasn't too long after they'd started when the cops showed up, right?
Right. What happened, this is how they ended up getting caught, and this is kind of the hilarity of it. As you can imagine, not all 30 students were congregated in the backyard. In fact, there were some on the side, and there was a couple migrating out in front. It just so happens that one of the bureaucratic cops was doing their patrols.
Oh, no.
All two kids standing outside and was getting curious. None of the kids were going to say anything, so the cop took it upon himself to park his little squad car, jump out, and go and find out for himself or herself. I'm not sure which officer responded to the scene. Now, when they picked the children up and they sent them to a detention center, not school, they informed their parents that there will be charges filed for truancy.
Against the parents or the kids?
Now, this is great. On both.
Oh, wow.
The children will have punishments set forth by the school district and by a judge at a set time. But when the parents face this same judge, they're looking at attending a how to get your kid to go to school class and a series of fines.
This is disgusting.
So all the kids there at this event were from the same school, or is there any chance that there were some homeschoolers there?
I don't know. I'm assuming the report that I've seen on the news networks that they were all from the same school, public school system.
You know, this is typical. This is what happens. And a lot of parents, I don't think they realize this until they happen to get caught up in a situation like this, that they somehow are responsible for the actions of their teenagers, who are certainly able to choose for themselves what they would like to do with their day, and in no way are in any way being monitored by their parents when they leave for school. I remember when I was in high school, there was a bus stop that wasn't too far away from the school itself. There were several occasions when I just said, I'm out of here. And I went and got on that bus. My parents would have no idea what I was up to in that particular case. Yet they would be responsible for my actions. They would be forced to go to some government make-work class where they have to attend for God knows how many hours, probably at least 4 hours of just droning nonsense about how to keep your kid in line. And what happens if the parents don't go to the class? Then what?
Probably jail would be my guess.
I bet you're right about that.
I do have a quick question, and I'll take this off the air. I know that you guys haven't really talked about the situation regarding Romney suspending his campaign, and there has been a lot of confusion about exactly what that constitutes as far as the Ron Paul campaign. Now, I come to the understanding that if you suspend your campaign, that you have a freeze on your delegates, whereas if you drop out completely, those delegates are up for grabs. I was just wondering if you guys could briefly educate me on exactly how this is going to affect the Ron Paul campaign.
I've heard rumblings of what you're talking about, too, as far as, it freezing the delegates and that kind of thing. But my understanding is it's different for Democrats and Republicans, and that basically when you suspend your campaign as a Republican, you've dropped out.
Really?
It's a nice way to say you've dropped out.
Huh.
And suspending your delegates, I don't know that that's going to really do anything. These people are not obligated to vote for Romney. These are people. These delegates are people. They are not pawns on a chessboard. So, Romney's gone. What do I think it means for Ron Paul? I don't know. So far, the race is essentially McCain, Huckabee, and Ron Paul, and nobody is mentioning Huckabee or Ron Paul at this point. The race might as well
be over. I heard Huckabee mentioned as a possible vice president.
Yeah. The race might as well be over as far as the news media is concerned.
Well, Ron Paul
now, how Americans feel, I'm not sure.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Ron Paul, of course, has announced this week that he is definitely not going to run on a third-party ticket, which I think is unfortunate. That's kind of disappointing.
I'm not sure that third-party necessarily means not going to be on as an independent, but okay.
Why would he do that? Because if he ran as an independent, then he'd have to go and get qualified on all 50 state ballots, and that costs millions of dollars on its own. The Libertarian Party is right now working for ballot qualification. They work very hard, and they spend a lot of money and time on getting on all 50 ballots around the country. So he would be able to leverage that if he would jump on board with the Libertarian Party. I would say if Ron Paul's saying he's not going third party, he's not going independent either, because it'd be even harder to do as an independent run. He'd have to spend all of his money on ballot qualification and wouldn't be able to do anything else with it. So that's disappointing. But, hey, you know, the Ron Paul campaign has still been an amazing phenomenon for the libertarian movement, and it has brought a whole bunch of people into this movement, and I think that on its own has been fantastic. And so he's going to continue on, at least as long as he possibly can in his current capacity. I guess one of the major reasons for not running on the third-party ticket had something to do with running for his congressional seat in Texas as well at the same time. 800-259-9231 is the number. Just another comment on Bill's story with the kids. It goes back to one of our callers earlier that pointed out, and rightfully so, that you don't own anything anymore. I mean, certainly not the big things. You don't own your house, because if you don't pay property taxes, you'll find out the government's going to steal your house from you. You don't own your car if you don't pay the, you know, the registration fees or whatever. The government's going to steal your car from you. In fact, it appears, Mark, that you don't even own your children, in that if you don't send your kids to the government indoctrination camps, or maybe you've sent them to the private schools or you're homeschooling, but even in those cases, you have to get government's approval. You can't just go and homeschool your kids without filling out some government paperwork first. So the government would like you to believe they own your kids, too. And it's just disgusting. You should, I mean, does this come as a shock to anybody out there?
It leaves me speechless. I don't know.
Let's continue with the calls. Sean in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sean. Sean in New Jersey.
Hi. This is actually Prashant.
Prashant.
Okay. This is regarding the caller who called and said, like, it would be a violation of his liberty if some crackhead gets behind the wheel and kills someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I always was, anti-legalization stance. Under, like, one argument really convinced me, and that was from Murray Rothbard's book, For a New Liberty. Now, what he said in his book was that statistics show that the African-American male teenagers who commit their first crime are prone to commit their second crime and the third crime with the probability of 80%. Now, does that mean that we should all, if we put all the African-American male teenagers who have committed their first crime into the jail for their lifetime, the crime will come down significantly. Now, does that mean that we should put all those people in jail?
No, I absolutely not.
No, that's the whole point. Like, you know, when a person does drugs, he is not affecting anyone else. He's simply doing something of his own. I mean, I sit in my room and do some heroin. I don't do any of those things. But let's say if I just do it and off my own,
yep,
I haven't killed or harmed
anyone. Absolutely right. Prashant, thanks for the call. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.